Faithful where you are, October 19th. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Preaching the gospel includes more than sermonizing, and the work is not confined to the ministry. Thousands are idle who should be working in various ways for the salvation of souls. Many feel stirred with an ambition to minister to others. Let them learn to walk humbly with God, to be doers of His word where they are. Let them learn to be obedient, to serve in whatever capacity they may. Let them learn to do the humblest work, and to realize that they are serving Christ in whatever circumstances they may be placed. In doing humble physical work, you may reveal the fact that God is with you, and that you are trading upon the talents He has entrusted to you. Right where you are, opportunities and privileges will present themselves to you, and if you are seeking to serve Christ, you will see and improve them. In the humblest situations you will find occasions for the exercise of firm integrity and fidelity, and if faithful in serving God in the lowest place, you will be entrusted with higher responsibilities. If you are faithful in a few things, your faithfulness will testify that you are a student in the school of Christ, and that you are cultivating your ability to serve Him in larger fields. We are nearing the close of this earth's history. Soon we shall stand before the great white throne. Your opportunities for work will soon be past. Therefore work while it is called today. With the help of God, every true believer can see where there is work to be done. When the human will cooperates with the will of God, it becomes omnipotent, and the worker can make opportunities. Watch for the souls with whom you come in contact. Watch for opportunities to speak a word in season to them. Do not wait for an introduction, or until you become acquainted with them, before you seek to save the perishing souls around you. If you will go to work in earnest, ways will open before you for the accomplishment of this work. Lean upon the divine arm for wisdom, strength, and skill for the work that God has given you to do.